Thank you for calling XPO Logistics. My name is Nina. May I have your order number to pull your account, please?
Hi, Nina. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm doing good. Let me give you my order number. I just came back from Home Depot, so how would I find my order number?
It would be on your invoice. I can look it up by your phone number.
Yep. So 774-239-6562.
And that's the number you're calling in on?
That's right.
Okay. Hold one moment. And what is the appliance that we're installing?
It is a gas range.
Gas range. And has it been delivered yet?
No, they told me they would be delivering this on Wednesday. And they wanted to make sure that I could schedule a measurement as soon as possible before the delivery.
Home Depot, gas range. Home Depot is delivering. Okay. Delivering gas range on Wednesday.
Yep.
And when today is
Thursday.
The 18th. Okay. Wednesday, next Wednesday is the 24th?
That's right.
Okay. On March the 24th. And you're calling to request an install day. I mean, a measure day.
The measure.
Oh, you have
that measure.
So you haven't got the measure already?
Yeah, Nina, I haven't got the measure.
And they haven't came out and measure?
No. So I need to schedule a measurement first.
Measure and install day.
That's right. You're right. You're actually helping me on both fronts.
That since it's being delivered on the 24th, you need to have them to create both a measurement PO and an install PO. Because
that's right.
That would cover you, because if we come out and do an installation and there's an issue, the problem would be there was no measure did first. So since it's being delivered so fast, and that's a good thing, make sure that you have that measure. Because I don't see anything in the system for your phone number. What is your name? I'm going to try it by your name.
My name is Nimisha Parekh. I found the order number if you want. I believe this is the order number. Do you want me to give you the order number?
Certainly.
It is H as in Home Depot, 2672-140317.
And that's 2672-140317.
That's right.
So that's Home Depot 2672?
That's right.
Okay.
And I just did this, so I don't know if there is a lag in your system where it takes a few hours to upload, but I just came from Home Depot an hour back.
Okay. What is your name? I'll try by your name.
Nimisha, so N as in Nancy, I as in India, M as in Mary, I as in India, S as in Sam, H as in house, and A as in Africa. So that's the first name. Do you need the last name, Nina, as well?
Oh, yes, sir.
It is P as in Peter, A as in Adam, R as in Ryan, E as in Edward, K as in Kevin, H as in house.
Okay, we have N as in Nancy, I, M as in Mike, I, S, H, A. And then P
That's
as
right.
in Peter, A, R, E, K, H.
That's right.
Now I'm accessing your name. So you purchased it today?
That's right.
And today is the 18th. It's still low there with me. Okay, besides this PO number, is there another PO number on your paperwork?
No, I don't see anything else, Nina. Do you want to try? No. Nope. You want to try another one? I could give you one more if you want.
Yes.
It is H as in Home Depot, 2672-140315.
Okay. Let's try that one. 2672-140315.
That's right.
And when you purchased the item, they didn't tell you to wait 24 hours or 48 hours for someone to reach out to you?
No, Nina. They said make sure you call this number to get the measurement, because if they cannot get it measured before we deliver on Wednesday, then we need to reschedule the delivery.
You mean the installation?
Sorry, try. They're delivering on Wednesday, right? So if they deliver, then I also need an installation, but I cannot do all of those things before the measurement. Because they said, like, if, say, for example, when they come and measure and I don't have enough space and they end up delivering the stove to me, then I won't be able to return the stove back.
Okay, that is correct.
So you're not able to see this work order in your system?
Yes, something came up. I'm going to copy this. I don't want to lose it. Came up by your name. So they're processing now. Mr. Namisha,
yep.
I'm going to name my grandkids. My name is Nina, and that right there, Nina Michelle. And that your name looks sort of like my name. So I'm going to write that down for my grands. I don't have any now, but that would be a great suggestion.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. Could you verify your delivery address and email, please?
It is 34 Shrewsbury Green Drive, Unit C, Shrewsbury, Massachusetts, 01545. I don't believe they took my email address.
Yes, it's on here.
Is it? So maybe it is mayank.garadi@fmr.com.
Or no, it's your first name.
Nimisha Mayank@gmail.com.
Yes, that's exactly what's on here. I do see they just created the order for a measure. So what I would have to do is I need to send it over to our home office, and then they're going to process the PO, and then they're going to give you a call to confirm a measure day. So they're on top of it. Excellent. Hold one moment. Let's get this set up. Let them know that you called in. You're ready to get it going. Bear with me.
Do you know, Nina, how long would it take for them to actually give me a call and get the measurement scheduled?
Probably 24 hours since I'm sending it over there, too.
24 hours. Okay.
So if not, you can call us back this time tomorrow because I have all the information. I'm on your account. Home Depot. PO needs processing and customer request confirmation. I'm going to put customer update and confirmation request. Okay, so I'm going to send this over there to them. I'm going to let the technician know as well that we got another measure coming. You're in Massachusetts. Okay. And Mr. Nimisha, is there anything else I can help you with today? I'm forwarding the information to our office.
Nope, you were fantastic.
Okay. Now, let me give you your order number. And this is the measure order number. It'll be very easy to pull it up.
All right. Let me actually write it down. I am ready.
That order number, the DMS order number for the measure is 070 E for Echo.
Okay.
319 A for Apple.
Yep. Perfect.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
And then, Nina, so once they call me, would I schedule my measurement as well as install on the same call?
But this only has a measure. So you would have to reach back out to the store and let them know to go ahead and create that installation since the delivery is next week. And we would need to get both of those in before next week, before the 24th.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Makes sense.
And if they say they can't do it, request a manager or the COS agent because they would have to override the system. Because usually the measure comes back and then the install PO is created from that. But being that everything is scheduled for next week for the delivery, we need to have this done before then. So explain that to them.
Okay, perfect. I'll do that. Thank you.
Okay, is there anything else I can help you with today?
That's it, Nina. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling XPO Logistics. Have a great weekend.
You too.